This is Chantel Ogden, y'all, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Robin Bracknell, one of my favourite people from Nashville's in town, Chantel Ogden, welcome.
Hi Lee, thanks for having me on the show.
No, that's great. I mean, you sent me some new music the other day because you've got a new EP out.
I do. It hasn't come out officially yet, but I'm pre-releasing it here in the UK.
Best place.
It is the best place. I think everybody's been so supportive of me, I can't think of a place that I'd rather preview some new music and folks that I'd rather do it for.
Because we've known each other for must be 10 years or more now, because,
the
various
trips,
into Nashville and meeting up with you and doing various shows and things. And then you coming over here, was it your third trip?
This is my third official trip here, yeah. And it's the reason that I come here is it's the music fans. They're so supportive. They'll come to your shows. They'll support you by purchasing music and merchandise, and really it's just a gift for me to play for people who are listening. That's really a gift for any artist.
Because you play virtually all your own material that you write.
I do. All the songs that I play, with the exception of very few, maybe two or three are songs that I've written. And that's what I do, is I'm a songwriter and an artist, and I also have had other artists record my songs, and I've had some songs on film and TV as well.
Yeah, Heart of Dixie was always one of my favorite TV shows. Then you told me, well, some of my music's in that.
Yeah, I had six or seven songs in Heart of Dixie, and it's still fun because when the reruns come, there's still songs that are, I know, I can sing along to.
You seem to have got a good market for Christmas movies.
I have been in some Christmas movies with songs of mine have been in Christmas movies, and I have another song that's or another movie that's coming out here shortly called My Father's Keeper. And it'll be out in November, and I actually have a couple songs in that film, and it's a very touching family story, and I think sometimes, you know, that's a good match for the kind of music that I write, is it's a story, and it's, you know, something authentic and real.
The songs that you write, are they from experience, or are you one of these writers that can make up a story?
I think it usually starts with a personal experience, not always my personal experience, but it always starts with something that I've heard or something someone said or something that's happened or something I feel. And then really you just let the song kind of unfold. This is Chantel Ogden, y'all, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Two-lane highway doing 65, turns into dirt at the exit sign. I know I'm headed for a slowdown fast, 'cause there's a farm that I'll go rolling past. It's where I dreamed away my summer town, climbing up and watching clouds roll. When the world seems smaller and the days seem longer, time was fresh cut. Now I'd give anything for a day back, way back on a haystack. Don't know if I kissed you or you kissed me. Hometown air never smelled so sweet. My hand in your hand and yours in mine, holding on as tight as baleen twine. Way back on a haystack, when the world seemed smaller and the days seemed longer.
Tell me about this EP. Give me some of the titles of songs and what's the story behind them.
So I called this CD the Song Sampler, which is paying homage to the women in my family who made many needlepoint samplers. And this particular album is a collection, much like a sampler is. There's a song called The Heart That Breaks Me is actually a song I didn't write, but it's a song that I absolutely loved when I heard, and because I've been very blessed to know a lot of hit songwriters and write with a lot of hit songwriters, I sort of put out the call because I always want to be recording the best possible songs. And sometimes those aren't songs that I write. I have another song called Love on the Fast Track, which is about just falling head over heels for someone. I have a song called On a Haystack, which is nostalgic, a song about growing up and how that looks as you change and grow. And there's a song called Heroes and Villains about the darkness and the light that we all have inside. And it's a bit more gritty, rootsy type of tune. And then the last song on the record is called Outrun My Faith. And it's kind of a motto of mine that I always try to let my faith outrun my fear. And I think that that for me has been a good way to sort of live with an open heart. And I think it's a message that a lot of people can understand, because there's a lot of things out there that are scary when you're pursuing your dreams. And it's really about kind of holding on to the things that keep you going.
Because you're a very Christian-minded person, aren't you?
I am. I think that that's an important thing. You know, as I was traveling around England, getting lost on a few roundabouts, I had this very strong thought the other day, which is that, you know, I'm very lucky that my parents and my family gave me such strong roots, because it's very hard when you get to a place like Nashville to remember who you are, because there's so many voices and people telling you to wear this and sing this and write that, and you've got to follow this trend or that trend. And if you don't know who you are as a person, it's, I think, impossible to know who you are as an artist. And I'm very, very lucky that my family gave me the foundation that they did in order for me to go out and travel and write and share music and meet wonderful people along the way and not lose sight of the farm and the place I grew up and what they instilled in me in terms of values.
This is Chantel Ogden, y'all, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
It's running head first into heartache before the walls fall down. It's going all in, knowing they could walk out. There's a million reasons why I shouldn't even try, but that's just not me. Can't let my fear outrun my faith. I've come too far to hesitate. This is a chance I was born to take. Can't let my fear outrun my faith. It's the dream you won't stop dreaming when you're face down in the dirt. It's never losing hope, even when it hurts. There's a million reasons why I shouldn't even try, but what good's quit and done for anyone? Can't let my fear outrun my faith. I've come too far to hesitate. Chance I was born to take. Can't let my fear
I don't think there would be many young ladies that could come over to the UK and drive themselves around.
I'm out there on the roads. I've actually been joking that they need to have like an American driver sticker, similar to like the student drivers that we do in the US. There needs to be some kind of a magnetized thing that says American driver, beware.
Well, at least you can tell the police when they stop you that I'm an American. I don't know.
I'm an American. No, people are very nice here, and I do tend to probably turn around the roundabouts more than once, but I think that's fine as long as I get where we're going, right? Yeah, I'm enjoying being here, and most of all just reconnecting and seeing folks like you that are friends, you know, your family away from home.
Yeah, that's good, because the last couple of times we haven't managed to get together in Nashville. Yeah. It's just so busy.
It is. Yeah, the time can fly, and I know you spent a lot of time talking to a lot of different artists, so I appreciate you taking some time for me.
No, well, definitely I'll be over again in November, so we'll definitely make some time then.
Sounds great.
Because one of our artists is going to record one of your songs.
I'm so excited about that. It's a song called The Trouble with Twang, and it is it's a song that I'm so glad someone's recording, and to have an authentic voice behind that who's doing some real country music is exciting, so I can't wait to hear it.
And the artist is Arlene. You've heard her before on the program, and she'll be recording that in November, and no doubt that'll be coming out on Hot Disc in due course.
Oh, how exciting. I can't wait.
So what's lined up? You go back next week to the U.S. Do you tour a lot now?
I go back to the U.S., and really what I'm focusing on now is preparing for a show out west, a couple of things out west that I'm doing in my home state of Utah. I'll be opening for Sawyer Brown. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I've been a longtime fan of theirs, and it'll be wonderful to perform. One interesting connection I have to the band is their drummer, who's named Joe Smith, is somebody who is also a Berklee alumni, Berklee College of Music. We both went there at different times, and he actually is he's somebody that's played with me at festivals like Tin Pan South. He's accompanied me on Cajon, so it'll be really fun to actually know somebody in the band and have that connection with him, and I am very excited about it. And then, of course, you know, it slows down a little for the holidays.
That's good. And you do a lot of, I suppose, Americana is the word, if you want to pigeonhole it somewhere, but it's across the board a bit what you play. And you've been picking up some awards over the last couple of years.
I have. Last year, I was honored to be named the Songwriter of the Year by the International Music and Entertainment Association. And that's was an amazing honor to be recognized in that way. And I think, you know, for me, it really is, it's an award that so many people are a part of, because no one gets anywhere in this business by themselves. And it really takes a village. I mean, the people that worked on my record, I worked with Judy Rodman again. Of course, she was an artist in her time. Just incredible to work with her. This is my fifth album working with her on the vocals. It's just amazing when you can sit in a room and work with people who have played on so many other amazing records that you grew up listening to.
Are you planning to come back again next year?
The answer to that is always yes.
Yeah. Well, Chantel, we look forward to seeing you in Nashville. You're nearly finishing the tour this week. Mm-hmm. And safe journeys back, and great to see you again.
You too. Thank you so much. This is Chantel Ogden, y'all, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Left to right, something. time.